News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Step by step is how millions of people get their daily exercise. Now, however, the UK public health chiefs now say that there is no point at all in counting your 10,000 steps daily, but you'd be better off going for a bracing walk. Now, is step counting a waste of your time? To answer this and more, we're joined in the studio by Paul Opperman, the director of the Dublin Sports Clinic, which you were originally described by my colleague here as a former Olympian, and I've had to inform him that there is no such thing as a former Olympian. That you are an Olympian for life, isn't that correct?
Yeah, and I really appreciate him allowing to live out my past glories one more time on air. Thanks very much.
Of course,
yeah.
It was me correcting Paul, not the other way around.
I have to try and get some line over him here in the mornings. But okay, Paul, you're here to burst a great many bubbles for people. Step counting is not as beneficial to our health as we believe. Discuss.
Right. I suppose, to start the conversation, I like the idea of step counting, right? I think it has its place, okay, despite of what new emerging research says. For me, 10,000 steps is kind of what we're all told is our target.
It works. Okay, where did that come from? Where did that measurement come from? Because that has plagued some of our lives for quite some time.
Who knows? Apparently, originally they say that, some genius over in Japan came up with a pedometer and said, right, 10,000 steps, that's kind of where we need to be. And that's kind of where it all originated, right? And I suppose the argument is saying that, it's not really founded on too much scientific data. This is something that was thrown at us.
Was this a ruse, I wonder, as part of a marketing strategy to get us to be to create the habit of looking at your phone all the bloody time?
Look, maybe, right? But, even if it was a ruse, at the end of the day is we're talking about it, which means that we're doing it, 10,000 steps equates, on an average size person with their stride to about 5 miles a day. Okay,
yeah, which a good track from Kilmashogue up to Tree Rock and back around and back down. I know, I've done it.
which is good. Your steps may be a little bit more vigorous, and I think that's where we're sort of getting to it. The reason I like it, and before we go out and we kind of start poking holes in it, is that, as we know, exercise becomes a habit. It's habitual, right? And if someone has sort of bought a fitness tracker, a Fitbit, whatever one they bought this weekend, and they're thinking, right, today is my day, I've had a great long weekend, and that's the kind of catalyst to start them out on a little bit of a healthier lifestyle, well then go for it. Well,
so the purpose is to incentivize the holder, the owner, to actually do something.
I think incentivize, I think motivate, and I think then over a period of time then to actually improve on the 10,000 steps, and possibly in a small little way then kind of celebrate that progression from just activity into hopefully a healthier and a fitter lifestyle,
This new study, by the way, into micro movements.
Yeah.
What does it mean? How does it work? And what are the benefits?
There's a new study that's come out from America, out from UCLA. And what they've really done is they've had a little look at kind of the atrophy of the medial temporal lobe, okay, which effectively, without getting too technical, is involved in basically age-related illnesses. So again, your dementias, right? So over a period of time, and as we get a bit older, this temporal lobe atrophies. And what they've realised through this study is that the longer the duration that we sit at our desks or in our daily lives, this obviously helps, or this pushes this kind of atrophy along the line. That's bad news. The good news on this side of things is that what they've come up with is kind of a system of micro movement. So everything from kind of tapping your chair, banging a pen, getting up and having that yawn stretch, going out.
Shane is doing all the time here
all
in the studio.
Time, non-stop beside me. Is that they're saying that this is actually enough to keep the body moving on a very micro level and actually stop or inhibit this kind of atrophy of the
But a lot of people would say that we're doing that all the time anyway.
They may be, and brilliant. And brilliant if they are. And I suppose this research is important for the people who aren't doing it, And I think that, today's lifestyle, we were built to move. We weren't built to sit as we are right now over desks. And we need to move more. And we need to be aware of what happens if we don't move. And I think that's where the kind of the fitness trackers and the steps have a good idea. The flip side of it is that we should never use the bare minimum as a target. You know, okay. The bare minimum is the bare minimum.
Let's bring it all together, because a lot of people listening to this first thing this morning saying, oh God, there's my whole reason for getting up this morning is now gone out the window. What am I going to do with this pedometer? So what are we saying here? Are we saying that counting steps is fine and can be beneficial, but it's not enough on its own?
Agreed. And I think it's a great starting point. It's a great indicator of movement throughout the course of the day outside of your training. But if we're looking to build a good, strong, healthy life and a solid fitness pension that we're going to cash in later on down the line when we're 70, 80, 90, 100, we need to look a lot more at our movement and the type of training that we're doing. And we need to incorporate the full spectrum, including weight training, proper aerobic training, stress management, mental well-being, and diet.
Okay, you heard it first here on News Talk Breakfast, folks. That's Paul Opperman, the director of the Dublin Sports Clinic. Thanks very much for coming in to talk to us.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.